This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Like most things in life, finding the right help at the right time can prevent a crisis. United Way is a community improvement organization that offers 211 service and provides solution resources. Dr. Anita Sharma talks with Director Jan Wozniak about the role of 211 as a community resource on this week's Life Transitions.
Jan, you work with 211 at the United Way. What exactly is 211?
Well, 211 is a wonderful service that increases access to help for anyone. It can benefit seniors by the fact that we're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It offers a warm, caring person. Elder doesn't have to navigate through difficult, complex telephone menus. That can be frustrating.
Yeah. So 211 provides help to all populations, not just elderly. So how exactly does it help the elderly?
Well, 211 offers one simple way to find out about many different kinds of services. For example, very often elderly might call about food help or utility assistance. There may be a situation where they need socialization. Maybe volunteerism would be a way to connect a senior to other people. There might be a support group type situation. But we connect people to healthcare resources. So there are all kinds of things that we have information on to help.
So once the problem is presented to you, how do you address it?
What we do is we gather some basic information. It's matching what the person's need is to what the eligibility criteria for the services are. So where's the person calling from? For example, we cover mostly 15 parishes in Northeast Louisiana. So is it a resource that would be specific to where the person is? Is it time sensitive? Is it a specific age criteria? Is it an income criteria? So we ask questions in a very simple way to find out what the situation is, to connect them, to match them to a service that would help.
Do elderly individuals call you about any kind of a crisis situation also?
They do. And, you know, crisis is one of those things that's in the eye of the beholder. We're not a crisis line as in a suicide hotline. But, you know, loneliness is real, and a person may be in a crisis because of that or some difficult situation that an elder cannot manage something or do something for themselves anymore. They may be in a crisis in that way.
So if they are not able to call a number that you may have referred them to, you will do the calling for them.
We can do a warm transfer, which basically means that we would stay on the line. We would get the resource on the line and have a three-way conversation. It may be very important. We don't ever want to do for someone what they can do for themselves. But if there's some difficulty, we will take extra steps to work to make sure that person is connected to the resource.
My guest for today was Jan Wozniak, who is 211 director at United Way.
Support for Life Transitions on KEDM comes from Heart of Hospice, partnering with families to provide team-based support and companionship for patients and their loved ones. More at heartofhospice.net. Life Transitions is produced with the Department of Gerontology at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Find out more at KEDM.org.